Black Club Chicago's Jen Sabella with Extremely Local News, sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Jen, good morning. Are people drag racing out there today?
Good morning, Bob. I'm sure you hear it. I definitely hear it. But the drag racing is a problem, I think, all over the city, where people are just taking over ordinary roads, and it really leads to a dangerous situation. So a couple of our lawmakers, State Rep. LaShawn Ford and Margaret Croak, they are co-sponsoring the Vehicle Blocking Control Act, and it would basically toughen fines and punishment for people who are caught drag racing. I think some of our feedback from the article has been, well, the problem is there's no enforcement to begin with, but this would expand the ability for state police to kind of jump in and help with CPD and help other agencies combat drag racing. It would also increase the fines to $500 and even felony charges for repeat offenders.
Yeah, and I think between midnight and 5 a.m. would be the hours to really be vigilant, don't you think?
Exactly. And, you know, one of the state reps was like, hey, I get it. I get people wanting to do street racing. There should be a place where they can pay and go and it's safe and you're not, you know, endangering the public.
Let's get to some good news in the Bronzeville neighborhood. What's happening there?
So the Bronzeville Forum, it's been years they've been trying to revive this historic building. It is 127 years old and used to host a lot of like black performers back in the 40s. It was just like a hub for black life in Chicago. And now it is in disrepair, and there is basically one guy who's been working to bring it back, Bernard Boyd, Lloyd, president of the Urban Juncture Foundation. He spent a lot of his own money doing this, and he just got a $1 million grant from the Andrew M. Mellon Foundation, which is going to allow him to create a creative incubator, a gallery, and a studio in this historic building. It's just really a boost that he needed to get over the hump of fundraising. He's already poured millions of dollars into this restoration, and it's going to be a really crown jewel in Bronzeville when it's complete.
That's great. And that's on 43rd, right?
Yes, the Forum 318, 43rd Street.
And in Andersonville up north, the neighbors have been pining for an ice cream place because one of their favorites, George's, closed or is closing after 13 years. But somebody's coming in with more ice cream, right?
They are. Yeah, it was so sad. George's was such a gem in Andersonville. And Jackie Jackson, she owns a Kilwin's location. So she franchises Kilwin's. I'm sure you've seen them in other places. She runs one in Hyde Park and on Navy Pier, and she'd been looking to expand to Andersonville, but was like, I'm not going to go there and try to compete with George's. When she found out it closed, she was like, all right, I'm coming. So the neighborhood will again have an ice cream shop later this summer. It'll be not in the same spot as George's, but just a few storefronts down at 5224 North Clark Street.
All right, let's end on that good note. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you, Jen.
You too. Thanks, Bob.